to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Fort McMurray Orthodontist, and Colin Hardigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray. And joining me in studio today, yes, you heard that right, in studio is RJ Steenstra, who is the president and CEO of the Fort McMurray International Airport. RJ, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me today.
This this is weird having people come in, and just for those listening, we are physical distancing. We've had the hand sanitizer in. We're all ready for this.
You bet. Absolutely.
So RJ, obviously here to talk about the airport and specifically about the COVID-19 pandemic. And we've been having different organizations come in and talk about just how they've been faring over the last, I think it's 6-7 months. It feels like 3 years or 4 years now. But I guess, how has the airport been doing since the pandemic started back in mid-March?
Yeah, and I appreciate the question, Darren. It's been an incredible 7 months, really. The airport obviously has been affected quite dramatically through the pandemic. We've seen significant decreases in our passenger volumes as expected, and so we continue to see that. We're down probably about 70% of our business is down. Although we're faring fairly well compared to my colleagues across the country who are down and continue to be down. Between 80 and 90%. So we expect that number to keep climbing out, but it's going to be a very, very long and slow process, and we expect recovery will probably take between 3 and 5 years, actually. And that's across the industry and, in fact, across the world.
Mm-hmm. 70% down.
Yep.
Maybe can you just speak about just how much of an impact that is on the airport? Are you, because of that, or have you guys had to do cuts in different areas?
Yeah, so you know, we've spent the last 4 years. I mean, this isn't the first major challenge the airport has faced. Obviously, we've seen a downturn and a correction in the market on the oil industry side. We've seen impact on with the flood and other areas. So we've really been working hard the last 4 years to streamline the business and look at different ways to be more efficient on the operations. But obviously, this is a user pay business. And so when we don't have passengers, it becomes a very, very challenging environment financially for the airport. And that's something that, while we're in a stable situation right now, we have to very, very closely monitor and look at as we go forward into the next couple of years. Because, as I said earlier, the recovery is going to take some time. And we're not the only business, but certainly tourism, travel, aviation has been disproportionately affected by this pandemic, just given we were the first to go down and we'll probably be the last to recover. So we're really focused on rebuilding confidence. We want to ensure that people feel confident that they can move through the terminal and onto aircraft. And obviously our partners, our major carriers, they're working very hard as well to do everything they can to create a safe and healthy environment to travel in. Mm-hmm.
The issue of declining passengers, it's been an ongoing topic we've had with you even before the pandemic, as you've been losing routes. We do have some good news, and we'll get into that later, just about adding new routes, but less routes to Toronto. We're having less destinations we used to offer to Vancouver. We brought it back, but we'll get back to that in a little bit. Do you think if maybe we had a little bit more routes and more people were, actually flying from Fort McMurray and not driving down to, say, Edmonton to do this, maybe the pandemic would be, or at least the impact from the pandemic would be a little less?
No, I don't think it's about the where you can go from Fort McMurray. I think in general, obviously, business has seen a significant downturn everywhere, and so people, and following guidance from Alberta Health and the Public Health Authority of Canada, people just are not going, and so essential travel is what is being utilized at the moment, and so we have a lot of workforce that moves between communities in Canada to Fort McMurray, and that has created our traffic volumes. We are starting to see more leisure travel come back into the mix, but it's going to take a lot of time for that. So. Mm-hmm. But our job as an airport is constantly to look at different route opportunities, but it has to make sense from a business perspective for the airline, and that's the challenge. So the more people that don't use Fort McMurray Airport as their primary gateway, the less opportunity I have to put numbers and business cases in front of airlines. So it's a really, it's a perpetuating circle that has to be reviewed constantly. And we need to see more people use the airport. And by using the airport, we can access more direct routes and prices can stay reasonable. And so it's a constant evolution and flow for the airport.
So correct me if I'm wrong, RJ, but from what it sounds like is that of the, we'll say the 30% that you guys are seeing, since you're down 70%, the majority of it is workforce coming in. And I know when we're talking about, you know, people who do work in the oil sands and these fly-in, fly-out workers, and we're hearing that a lot of oil companies are going to start using the Fort McMurray International Airport a lot more. Have you been seeing that over the last year or so?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The oil field workers and oil workers were deemed essential service very, very early on. And in fact, that kept us with some traffic flow. At one point, we were down 92% of our business. So 8% was still oil workers moving back and forth in a very safe manner. And that continues to grow. Now we're starting to see more leisure travel and friends and family coming in. Business travel is still significantly down, I would say, as companies still reviewing their policies around permitting employees to travel and those kinds of things. So we're not seeing that recovery coming back into the system yet. But you know, overall, we're creeping. We're growing slowly month over month. And as I said, we're now down about 67%, or up, as it were, recovered 33% of our business, which is actually leading in the country from an airport perspective. Mm-hmm. Most airports are still down significantly more, and some are actually still at zero traffic. So that's a difficult challenge to overcome.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with RJ Steenstra, President and CEO of the Fort McMurray International Airport.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Fort McMurray Orthodontist, and Colin Hardigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studio today is RJ Steenstra, who is the president and CEO of the Fort McMurray International Airport. We had some exciting news as Flair Airlines has now joined the Fort McMurray International Airport. We have new routes to Toronto, Vancouver, and then to Vancouver to Victoria.
Yep.
I think I've already asked you, you know, just about your opinion about how exciting this is for the airport. But I got to ask, how were you able to get a new airline to come on during this pandemic, where you've mentioned that it's hard to, you know, entice people to come in with our numbers so low?
Yeah, and you know, this is interesting. This is where you really the meetings that you have prior to. We've been working with Flair for 3 years to try and secure different routes and different destinations. And timing was good. Flair was looking to make some moves in the marketplace, and Fort McMurray, along with four other cities in Western Canada, were announced in August to be new routes for the airline. So we're very, very excited about that. And in fact, you know, when we look at route development and destination development, it's really important that we work with our partners in the community, and so we look to, you know, the Economic Development Corporation to really help us. Our vision and our strategies are very, very aligned, Both are interested in growing the economy for this region, and airports and certainly direct routes are very, very important to that strategy. So we worked with them, and it was successful, and we're seeing the numbers continue to grow, and we're looking forward to future expansion. Actually, whether that's frequency or other destinations, we continue to discuss what's possible out of Fort McMurray, because this is a market that still has a high propensity to travel, and still has disposable income to do that, and significant disposable income compared to other markets in Canada. And they're always looking for somewhere to go. But the other counter to that is ensuring that people are able to come into Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo, and that's equally important. So when we look at economic development's tourism strategy and how they continue to work on that file, it's really important that you have the ability to connect into Fort McMurray in a convenient manner. So Vancouver and Toronto, well, again, early stages, we have 2 days a week, Wednesday and Saturday. It's a start, and we've got to continue to go there. I'd be remiss not to mention that obviously it's really important that we continue to work with WestJet and Air Canada to not only increase frequency into this market, but also to look at further destinations that they could also be potentially lucrative for them as well.
Mm-hmm. We're in Western Canada, so it makes sense that the majority of the flights from and to the international airport, you know, are from destinations across Western Canada. But how important was it that we get more flights to Toronto, where we can access, you know, Eastern Canada?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're part of the value chain connecting Canada together, and in fact, Canada into the U.S. and Canada into the world. And so it's really important that we continue to look at destinations beyond just sort of regional connectivity into our hubs. And again, we're in a fairly unique position once again, because we now are connected into four fairly significant hub airports, Toronto, Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton. And so that's unusual for a regional market. So we have the benefit of that, and that will provide people with more choice. And ideally, what we'll see is Flair continue to expand their service out to the east. Right now, it's challenging because of the travel bubble that the Atlantic provinces have put in place. Mm-hmm. However, their future plans are definitely to connect into Eastern destinations in Canada and as well transborder, and we're hoping that Fort McMurray will play a role in that as an option for them as well. So, mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned too that obviously a big priority is adding more destinations to and from the international airport. But how much of a reality is it that we can see in the next couple of years? Maybe places like I'm thinking of like major cities down east: Winnipeg, Montreal, Ottawa. I know you kind of mentioned the Atlantic, and maybe even really highlight that international part and go into the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's critical to our strategy to continue to capitalize on what we see as significant opportunities for Fort McMurray from a travel perspective, from a direct route perspective. Mm-hmm. And so we know where passengers are traveling to. We see that data. And so one city, for example, that's still on our list is Kelowna. And we think that that's a great opportunity for an airline to serve direct. And we believe we can sustain service between our two communities. Along with that, of course, when you've got direct connection, you immediately start to generate business connection. And so it's really important for us to continue to look at that. Another top destination for Fort McMurray residents is Las Vegas. And so last year, we successfully had a charter with service to Laughlin, which is just south of Vegas. But it still remains a target for us to try and achieve that for this community. And by doing that, I think we are enabling people to make different choices. And so we'd like to see more people come through our airport because our concessions, our restaurants, our services rely on passenger volume just like we do. And so that becomes really important, and that sustains jobs in the region. Mm-hmm. And so we're really focused on that, and that's a key element of our strategy for next year in 2021 and onwards, is to continue to develop routes for this community.
So on a scale of like 1 to 10, what do you think the possibility is in the next year or two that we could potentially see more routes added to the airport?
Well, you know, I think if it's not routes, it's frequency. And so I think there's absolutely a strong possibility. Certainly, the major carriers are in a very, very difficult position right now. They have, just like airports, have clearly seen their volumes drop significantly. So there is a lot of change and uncertainty right now, and that's why it's so important that across the country, and then the work I do with the Canadian Airport Council as their vice chair, representing most of the major airports and regional airports in the country, that we continue to push the federal government to look at supporting the sector. There are, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs that have been affected, and it connects the country. We have a massive country. Airline service is very, very critical to that. So we'll continue to push on that side, you know, and see if we can't get some support for the sector from the federal government.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with RJ Steenstra, President and CEO of the Fort McMurray International Airport.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. Oh. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Fort McMurray Orthodontist, and Colin Hardigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in the studio is RJ Steenstra, who is the president and CEO of the Fort McMurray International Airport.
We have just a little bit of time left, and I think it's really important that since you have you here, and for those who are maybe, you know, on the bubble, on the fringe about, do I want to, you know, travel, maybe either through leisure, business, can you talk about some of the protocols that the airport has in place to, you know, help limit the spread of COVID-19?
Yeah, so very early on, I mean, obviously airports are very focused on health and safety outside of a pandemic. We're constantly reviewing our policies and procedures around that. But coming out of the pandemic, very early on, we very quickly looked at all of the protocols and processes and policies and adopted those that were being suggested by the Public Health Authority of Canada and Alberta Health, and implemented those. So it included, you know, increasing our hand sanitizing stations, increasing our cleaning frequencies within the terminal, you know, going contactless as much as possible. While masks are not required, we do recommend masks be worn in the terminal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when you go through security and then onto the airplane, a mask is mandatory. However, in the terminal right now, of course, and in Fort McMurray, it isn't mandatory. However, we are recommending it. And we also, what equally important is communication around this. And so we developed our YMM Committed program, which is our public pledge to health and safety as you come through the airport. And it's all encompassing, building confidence back into the transportation or travel sector so that people feel that they can be moving through the terminal and then obviously onto an airplane in a safe and efficient manner. So we're pretty proud of that. We also very quickly and proactively engaged in the global health accreditation program, which is put on by Airports Council International. And this is a very rigorous audit process of all of your policies, procedures, your protocols, your communication efforts. And we were able to achieve that in a very quick manner. And in fact, we're the first in Western Canada to achieve that accreditation and the third in Canada behind Toronto and Montreal. So I'm pretty proud of my team. where they were proactively and quickly able to get our process and our program accredited or evaluated, and so that's significant. And hopefully people will realize that as you move through airports, you'll start to see around the world that health accreditation, so that you know that there's a very high standard that's being met from the airport you're leaving from or arriving into, and that's pretty important for us. So,
I don't think it's a bad thing when you can have a category and have Toronto, Montreal, and then Fort McMurray.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And in fact, we were probably the first regional airport in North America to get the accreditation, and so that's a nice badge for my team. But again, but it's really about building confidence. It's not about achieving ahead of larger airports with a lot more resources, but it's certainly a nice thing to have for Fort McMurray. So,
yeah. I know this wouldn't be your decision, but one of the concerns I keep hearing from a lot of people comes, you know, about physical distancing inside of an airplane, and that would be obviously the airliner's decisions. But I don't know if you can kind of speak about that. I know at the beginning of the pandemic, we were seeing that, you know, some seats were being left empty. Is that still an effect for most airlines?
No, I would say it's not an effect for those airlines. However, what is an effect is wearing a mask when you can't socially distance, and that's under the Alberta Health Guidelines. Is when you're not able to socially distance, wear a mask, and so the airlines are requiring, and in fact Transport Canada has an interim order that a mask is absolutely mandatory for, and a condition of flying on any of the carriers. So you see that being enacted, and I think people are responding well to that. And in fact, you know, safety is such a key part of our community and always has been, that we don't see very many problems with that at all. People wear their masks because on site and on, you know, in other work environments here in the region, you have to wear a mask. And so we don't actually see very many problems with it.
All right. Well, we have just a little bit of time left, and we were talking off air, and you mentioned that you really wanted to get this mentioned at the end, but your CFO, Deneen Robinson, has been recognized on a continental, I guess, pro-continental award, being named the Finance Person of the Year for the small airport category. Maybe just talk about, what your thoughts are when you heard that Deneen had secured this award.
Yeah, no, I couldn't be more proud of Deneen. It really recognition is really reflective of the work that she's done to create a financial environment for the airport that's sustainable. As I mentioned at the front of the interview, it's been a challenging environment for this airport for the last 4 or 5 years. And so to come through that, it's recognizing that work, enhancing our internal financial processes, policies, operation, and as well, it's reflective of her commitment to the community and her efforts that she's done to support the community and support the airport as well. And so we're really proud of her, and I'm thrilled that she received this North American recognition as CFO of the Year by Airports Council International.
That's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.